For those of you who come along to the church regularly, you'll know that we love to share stories of what God's doing among us and in us and through us, and just get excited together as a church family and get excited for God's goodness and how he's influencing, how he's using us to influence different areas of the town. And this morning we've got a real treat. I wonder if you can join with me in welcoming up Ali Green. Come on, guys. Yay! Hello.
Hello.
Ali, you and Mike lead one of our missional communities. For those of you who don't know, there's missional communities springing up all over the place, and it's basically a team gathering around a mission where we feel called to impact that particular area, that particular place, that particular group of people to see God's kingdom break in. And your one is called Inside Prison. And you were there this morning, and we prayed for you, and they let you out. So it's good to have you back with us this morning. Tell us a bit about your heart behind it.
Okay, so as you can imagine, a lot of the guys that we're meeting in prison are hopeless and lost, and they'll say, I've given up on myself, everyone's given up on me. And I just keep coming back to the bit in Psalms where it talks about God hems us in behind and before, and you can, wherever you go, he hems you in. You can make your bed on the far side of the sea at the depths. And these guys, they're in the depths, and they feel that. Now it's on. Ooh, now it's really on. Anyway, so these guys, this psalm about making your bed in the depths, and yet God hems you in. Our heart, our passion is that when these guys feel they're in the depths, they're hopeless, they're lost, actually they can know that they are hemmed in by the very presence of God, and that their Father, who hasn't given up on them and will never abandon them, is right there in their cell, loving them, calling them on. They can be men of consequence, they can be men of hope and future, and that's what we're there to do.
Come on, how exciting. Why don't you tell us some of the stuff you're doing, and maybe just a highlight of some of the stuff God's already done.
Great, so our group also consists of people who work with offenders or ex-offenders in their job, or maybe who have been to prison themselves and have a passion for this. And then those of us that go into prison, we're working on a few things. So like today, we go in on a Sunday sometimes and encourage and take part in the service. So I did the prayers this morning. Then we have something on a Wednesday where we look after the young offenders, well, youngest of the offenders. Often it's their first time in prison. They are freaked out. They don't know what is going on, and we get to be with them in their first week, their second week, and just kind of support them and look out for them and make them feel normal and not like a number, and be there for them. And then we have just started running a prison alpha course, which which might be the first one in Bedford Prison, or certainly the first for a very long time. And that is really exciting. So we're getting just to share the gospel and talk about who Jesus is with these guys who don't know and desperately need him. So I think, yeah, my highlight, there's so many, but just this week, just gone, one of the guys was sharing about how, although he kind of knows God a bit now, he keeps messing up, and he feels like, he was asking, how many times can God really forgive me? And he withdraws from God because he feels bad. So he was like, yeah, I've been not praying, and I don't know if I should really be going after this. Anyway, he has a three-year-old daughter who he loves so much, and we just asked him, you know, how would you feel if when your daughter made a mistake, she avoided you for the next 2 weeks and she wouldn't talk to you? And he was just gutted, and he was like, oh. And then the penny dropped for him. That is how my Father feels about me. And just watching that truth go into him, he was like, oh. And just, he was overwhelmed by that. And so that kind of moment, that's what we're there for.
Guys, let's thank Ali. Let's thank Jesus for what he's doing. It's amazing. So, so good. It's amazing. It's just amazing the favour you guys have got for Bedford Prison. We just pray for lots more favour among us to see other things going on.